Hi, this is Molly Poggles. Welcome to the Faith Center Podcast Network. We want to be a source of hope, joy, and encouragement on your drive to work, your time at home, or anywhere in between. Be sure to like and subscribe to get all of our daily and weekly content. For more information about Faith Center and the podcast network, please visit our website, lg4squared.com, lg, the number 4, square.com. If you would like to be a part of the conversation, you can email the show at podcast at lg4square.com. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome to the Barnabas Project. This is Candace Smith, and in the studio today, we haven't podcasted in a while together.
We have a special guest for you.
Special guest. It's Chong, and it's Pastor Cameron.
Hello there.
Triple C, here we are.
Oh, yeah. So good.
See what you did there.
Yeah, I've missed being in the studio with you guys. The listeners, you might feel like you hear from me all the time. Because we recorded a lot in advance. Mm-hmm. But recently, as to when we're recording this today, I haven't been in the studio in a while.
Doing those pastor duties.
Oh, man.
I don't even know.
Yeah,
busy fella.
And stuff.
You guys, we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is bread. Bread. Oh, I have a love-hate relationship with bread.
I don't know what it is about being in the studio with you, but for some reason, I just get hungry.
Right?
Mm. Like, well, if it's not bread, it's smorgasbords.
I know. Well, charcuterie boards. Also smorgasbords. I like those too.
Yeah, sure. Either one.
But I like a good board.
It's the same deal.
But smorgasbord, also, I think of in Charlotte's Web, where go to the
sing
the fair.
Do it.
Are you about to? What are you doing? Oh man, he just got this sparkle in his eye.
Do you know
eye.
What Did he's talking about?
I am waiting with bated breath to figure this one out.
Charlotte's Web, great book, great movie.
Well, yeah, I know Charlotte's Web, but I don't know what he's up to right now.
There's a rat in the book and in the movie.
Well, I had pet rats growing up. I don't know if you knew
you
that.
You did?
Oh yeah, I loved them.
Did they have personalities?
Yeah, rats are smart.
They're
really smart, really like tame. They're like the best.
Okay, so I have to tell a story about Aspen. So it was a big deal in the third grade in Imbler because they had a pet rat as their. And so when they got to the class picture, if you were the kid that got to hold the rat in the class picture,
so
that was a big deal. And so I get this. I don't know this is happening. And we get the picture back. And here's my adorable little third grader beaming in the front row holding the rat. And I'm just like, Ah, jeez. I don't know if I can go there. And she's ecstatic, right? She's like, this is the best moment ever.
I'm going to tell you something. She's right in that scenario, not you.
You're probably right, but also rats are gross.
I haven't the slightest interest in fairs.
That's because you've never been to one. You can creep out late at night, find a fantastic banquet.
Can we all just sway together?
It's
a veritable smorgasbord. After the crowds have seen.
So good.
Let it wash over you.
So good. You're welcome, everyone.
I am better.
Yeah.
I'm not hungry anymore.
That's satisfying in a different way.
Yeah.
It feels like
a different kind of daily bread.
Daily bread. What's your favorite form of bread that you like to eat?
Liquid.
I do have to say, if I have a beer of choice, my beer tastes like bread. That's what I want.
Mine tastes like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, mine's more piney.
You weird IPA people.
Yeah, that's the best.
But bread.
Like, if I'm just going to go with an actual bread, I mean, it's going to have... I know this is a controversial topic, so I need everybody to buckle up for this. Mine's going to have pineapple and...
What the
heck? What? Hold on. Can I finish? Mine's going to have pineapple, and it's going to have Canadian bacon on it and cheese.
So you're talking about pizza.
Yeah.
Is your favorite form of bread. I was more so thinking of like sourdough. I love sourdough.
Bread?
I also like rye.
Just types of bread.
I was thinking more types of bread. So pineapple... bread.
I know.
I was a little bit. I didn't know where you're going.
I could
different
see,
pages.
I can see the confusion.
I like to make challah bread.
I'm not even sure what that is.
Have you ever seen a loaf of bread that's like braided and has little poppy seeds on it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I like to make that. That's my favorite bread. You know, maybe we'll post a recipe.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a missed opportunity for you. Like, you should have come in with some kind of bread so that we could have ate it into the microphone.
Oh, my gosh. And you're swirling your hand like we're having a glass of wine.
Well, yeah.
Wine and bread. You are literally
swirling. I imagine a Malbec or something.
I love where you're going. Okay. So, the actual scripture today.
That wasn't it? We have more?
Oh. There's more. Okay. So, we have been going through the Lord's Prayer. And we are in Matthew chapter 6, verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. Daily bread. So this can be taken both ways. This can be looking at, like, Lord, please sustain me today with actual food for my day, the daily need of bread. But also there's this connotation of, like, Jesus is the bread of life, and we need his sustaining work every day.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on give us this day our daily bread?
I think of the latter. I think of when Jesus breaks the bread and says, eat this in remembrance of me, my body broken before you.
Mm-hmm.
But I also just love the practicality of this is my physical need today. Not my want, not my desire, but even just take care of my physical need today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some of the language that's being spoken here, is this daily need of mine. In the NLT, it actually says, give me the food that I need today.
Right.
It's very simple, very practical. There's a lot more that plays into it because Jesus has that full picture. But if you are sitting there right in his presence and he's saying, give me this daily bread, it would be really easy to think of just that daily sustenance that God's going to provide.
Mm-hmm.
My mind always goes to Matthew 4:4 when Jesus was tempted.
Sure.
And so it's what's interesting about this is Matthew 4:4 is before the scripture of our day.
Mm-hmm.
We're in 6, right? So Jesus, like, he kind of talks to the devil, and he's trying to tempt him with food, and he says that man cannot live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know that from Jesus's example that our lives need so much more than bread.
Mm-hmm.
We need him, we need his word, and we need to be daily satisfied by that.
Right.
So when I hear the word the words give us today our daily bread, I can't help but to just put myself in this, like, scenario where I need so much more than bread. I need God as well.
Yeah. I'm wondering if that's why God put that in together.
Yeah.
Because he knows, like, our physical needs, and he's concerned about them. But he also knows our spiritual needs, and he's concerned about those. And for us to help us remember to daily ask.
Yeah.
Bread is a good, bread is good. Also, just fun fact, fun nerdy Bible fact, everyone. Bread is mentioned 255 times in the Bible. Bread. Do a word study on it, because I think there's lots of layers to it.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, bread is awesome.
Sorry to our gluten-free listeners.
Yeah.
There's bread for you too.
But for those that
you have bread.
Never mind. I was gonna speak to the gluten-free community. I love you. Some of you are not actually gluten-free.
There is
celiacs.
But. Yes. So
Dr. Kim is in the office.
Dr. Kim.
We're going to move on.
So give. Let's talk about the word give. That's a really bold statement when we are asked to pray, give me something.
Mm-hmm.
But God is saying, like, that's what he wants. He wants us to communicate that kind of need, that daily need. And, sometimes I think we think about, can you give me something? And we'll say, like, can you lend me something? Or we want to pay you back in some way. And there's no payback here. Like, Christ wants to be all sufficient. So that give is, like, there's no strings attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It comes back to him being our substance, though, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because, like, when he's giving, it is because he wants to be our bread.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, again, like, it's not about giving back.
Right.
It's about receiving and then relying.
Right, right. So the other part that I liked was, give us this day our daily bread, that community type of feel. What do you guys think about?
I actually hadn't considered that until you just mentioned that a minute ago. That's pretty interesting.
It's not give me
my
daily bread.
Yeah. It's a prayer for your brothers and sisters as well, mm-hmm. that it's not just fill up my pockets, mm-hmm. Which the idea of it being a daily need also suggests that it's not just to feed me and mm-hmm. fill up my pockets. It's not stashing away or hoarding, mm-hmm. That it's for the body of believers. We need the body of bread.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually kind of the theme throughout the whole prayer here, isn't it? He says, "Our Father who art in heaven."
Yeah, community minded.
It really is just sort of this depiction of what the church should be doing together. Is mm-hmm. first starting with praise, mm-hmm. You know, and then moving on to our making our requests known. Mm-hmm. But it's as a community.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's no one in our community who doesn't need this. Like sometimes we think, "Oh man, that person's got their life all together." When we're saying give us our daily bread, no one is above that. Everyone is in need. There's anyone you meet on this planet is in need of daily sustenance from God, spiritually, physically.
Well, there's also this beauty in where we agree on it too.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love that.
Something that Camille always says that I love when she says is when we pray with her, she says, "I agree."
Mm-hmm.
And there's something beautiful about that coming together in unity in prayer that really shows like how important it is and really how fulfilling it is to mm-hmm. be of one mind mm-hmm. in agreement together.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Cameron, you touched on that daily need, the mm-hmm. daily prayer. Let's talk about that a little bit more, that daily idea. Because sometimes I think we feel like, man, we're goal setting, we're putting money aside in our retirement plans. We're like, mm-hmm. there's that idea. And then there's also this daily sustenance thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we can look at that picture of, again, in the NLT translation, it says, "Give me my food today. Give me what I need today." And that there's a lot of room. If we're thinking of stashing away and hoarding away, it's no longer a need. Mm-hmm. It's just something I want. I want security for tomorrow, but I am trusting in God that, "God, you satisfy my soul," which is, there's a handful of Psalms that say just that, "God, you satisfy my soul." And basically this is saying the same thing, that I trust you today to satisfy my soul. Tomorrow's in your hands. I don't even need to stress about it. I don't even need to worry about it, because if I want security for tomorrow, that isn't actually what I need. What I need is bread today. So it's this submitting to the hand of God, saying, "You got my tomorrow, and I know that you're supplying me what I need today."
That's good. Yeah, if we take this in the context of what we've been learning, to pray in this way, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name."
Hallowed.
We talked about that. "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day." So that idea of like we're remembering who God is, we're asking for his kingdom come, and then he's like, "Please ask me for the things you need every mm-hmm. day," but in that order.
Yeah, you know, this kind of brings me back to our little interview that we did with Evelyn.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that jumps out at me is at the end of the interview, she actually says, "Those who do not have, do not ask."
Mm-hmm.
And when you need, ask.
Yeah.
And I always remember every time she says that, I'm like, because I've listened to it a couple of times. Every time she says that, I'm like, there's something simple but yet beautiful about that.
Yeah.
Like, if you need, then ask.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that goes like for us as people as well. How many mm-hmm. times do we not ask for something we need mm-hmm. when somebody that you love dearly is ready to give?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the structure of what you just laid out, Candace, the order of this prayer is with thanksgiving on mm-hmm. your lips, with praise coming out of your mouth, make your request known.
That's right.
And that's what this prayer is, and how God is desires mm-hmm. to share his gifts with you. That's what a good father does. Mm-hmm. He gives good gifts, and he wants to give this to you.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have that praise, that thank you, Jesus, you are holy, you are good, and I have a request that I want, because we have already established that you're good regardless of if I receive or not, that mm-hmm. I've already established in my mindset and with my words that I praise you. You are holy. Hallowed be thy name. You are good. And I want your kingdom here on earth. Here's my request. Mm-hmm. And I know you're good to follow through.
Yeah. I love the idea of God, like you were talking about, just God is our provider. And there's nothing he doesn't want to provide. Like he wants to provide mm-hmm. all to all of our needs. Sometimes we think in terms of wants, mm-hmm. but he's a good father, like you're saying. So he's going to provide exactly what we need. Mm-hmm. And I love God, the sense of God, God's generosity. Mm. God's generosity here is huge. And I think it's a good, you know, what you were talking about, Chong, was like the body of Christ also should reflect God and our heart to want to give. And, you know, you were saying sometimes people have a hard time asking for something. Mm-hmm. What we do when we do that is we do not give that other person the blessing of being able to give, mm-hmm. right? We take that blessing away from them.
There's also this amount of pride, I suppose, that you can carry into that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We almost shield our ability to receive a blessing because of pride. Yeah,
it's kind of like this. I don't need this because I'm good. Trust me. You're the one that needs help, not me, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But you just brought up something really interesting. Right before that, he says, "Your will be done," mm-hmm. and then he goes into asking, mm-hmm. and that's just fascinating because in that order, he first asks for God's will, and then he asks, he makes his request known. Yeah. So first, he establishes that his will be done. And there's almost sort of like this hope that that when you are ready to ask, you've already established that what you want is God's will.
That's right.
I've heard this scripture talked about how the humility of the bread, that it isn't lavish, it isn't a lot. But I think if we look at the totality of the Word of God, we are called to pray big, bold prayers. Mm-hmm. Not that our God is a vending machine that we just ask for, you know.
Never heard that.
You've never heard that? That's fun.
We don't just ask for big things and assume it's going to arrive in the mail tomorrow.
Right.
But we know that we can boldly ask because we've established mm-hmm. that it's his authority and that it's his will. So we can boldly ask big prayers, but it also, because of the foundation of what Jesus laid out as to be bread, that it is not. We can't live off bread alone. So the bread is really just a placeholder for God, how you know I need to be provided for mm-hmm. today. And I think how often we just, maybe I should just speak for myself. I think I know what I need. Mm-hmm. But by saying, God, give me this daily bread, it's me saying, God, give me what you know I need today because your will be done. This bread is a symbol of your body. I need what you can give me today, what you see I need today, mm-hmm. not what I think I want.
That's good.
Need. I watched this show Alone.
I love that show.
It's such a great show.
I've yet to watch it, but you've told me about it, and I'm really excited.
I'm going to spoil a little bit for you.
All right.
There's this individual on this show Alone. Alone, for those that don't know, it's...
Can we establish what season we're in right now?
I think seven is on the air right
now. What one are you about
to bring up? I'm referencing season 6, which is on Netflix right now. Mm. So you can go watch the season. But there's an individual that what they do is they take 10 contestants and just they are alone in the woods and they have to survive as long as they can. And they can tap out at any time. They have a phone that they can call and get rescued.
It's great.
It's so simple. They get 10 items to take with them. 10.
Okay.
Well, this one individual, he kills a moose. And you just think, wow, he's set. Like, he has everything that he needs. That is amazing. You're in the wilderness, and you have a moose. You are supplied for forever, but then runs into how do you sustain a moose long-term? How do you keep and protect that long-term? It would almost be better if he was just given daily supplies of it mm-hmm. instead of having a long, long pile of meat.
That's good.
But also, what you think is, wow, he's set, but he actually still starves himself. Because there isn't enough fat on a moose and what you actually need, we think, oh, fat's bad. But when you're mm-hmm. in survival mode, it's not just protein, it's fat as well. You need the fat to burn the calories because that's what your body is burning. So we're in that moment, it just like, man, a lot is good, mm-hmm. but you can't sustain it on your own. Mm-hmm. You need Jesus to sustain. So he gives you daily source and he gives you what you need. Not, I think, man, just give me all the protein, I'm good. But God's saying, you need bread. You do need calories. You do need these other elements. It's not just what you think you need. Mm-hmm. I know what you need.
Yeah.
Well, there's on the same topic about this show, I'm going to actually flip that around a little bit. There was another guy in another season that he ended up tapping out, and he had just a surplus of food, mm-hmm. a surplus of it. But he tapped out because he wasn't eating it.
Yeah,
he was trying to conserve it.
It was a different season, I think.
Yeah,
and I don't think he tapped out. I think he medically
mm-hmm.
they had to evac. Remove him because his body mass index mm-hmm. dropped so low that he was.
Well, if you think about that fact that he mm-hmm. left, he had to leave because he wasn't taking what was available to him.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's just stashing it away for tomorrow.
There's so many parallels to our Christian walk with that. That is crazy.
Except for the fact that we're not alone. Mm-hmm. We are not alone.
I want to point out for the listener that Cam just made a big hand gesture to finalize that statement.
We are not alone.
The No Way Jose.
We are not alone in the wilderness.
His finger is up and we are not alone.
We are not. And we have access to the God of the universe who wants to provide for our needs daily. But my goodness, that hoarding mentality, mm-hmm. that can get us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you guys doing on toilet paper? normal amount.
Let me just say this.
I don't have an excess at all.
I have to order toilet paper for this church.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know how to order toilet paper at this point for this church.
Giving us one pack at a time.
One pack at a time.
At what point are you hoarding and setting a bad example?
Right? I'm like, I've been stunted. I don't know how to move forward in this.
Well, we
don't have any toilet paper here.
We did get to give some of our toilet paper away.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Well, not. I didn't give it all away. That's not why we're out of toilet paper. But I did connect with a family that missed out on when LeGrand decided
to take all the toilet paper.
Toilet paper was gold currency, and we needed it. Mm-hmm. And a family was running low, and they couldn't get any from Walmart. And I was able to say, well, we have a surplus. So even there, if God's given us more than we need, it's not just to store up.
That's right.
It's not just to hide away and say, thank you, God, you've provided for me tomorrow. Because it's that thing mm-hmm. that we talked about, that the phrase is us. Give us this day our daily bread. So if I received more than today, it's because it's not just for me, it's for us.
Yeah.
So if I have more than I need today, mm-hmm. it's because it's a prayer for us. So somebody around us could benefit from mm-hmm. what we've received today.
Yeah, that spirit of generosity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we get the opportunity to give in that moment.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, thanks for this interesting conversation. We took some turns.
Oh, man, alone?
We apparently needed to podcast together.
Is anybody else starving? I can't talk about alone.
And I need to watch Charlotte's Web.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I went from starving to fed to now I'm really starving.
I really want
to
try some moose.
I can't talk about that show without starving to
death. Oh, my gosh. And also, I want to have a side conversation about what are your top 10 things you'd take into that situation,
10 items.
Right?
What items are you taking?
Oh, man.
We can have that conversation.
For another podcast. We'll let the poor listener go. So thanks for listening, and we love you, and we'll hopefully see you tomorrow for another daily.
Thank you for listening to the Faith Center Podcast Network. Be sure to like and subscribe for daily and weekly content. Once again, if you would like more information about Faith Center, you can visit lg4square.com, lg4square.com, and you can email the show at podcast@lg4square.com. Thanks for listening, and God bless.